السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbaba rasulillahi salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, yaqulu rabbuna jalla wa ala, inna sharra dawabbi inda Allahi alladhina kafaru fahum la yu'minun. الذين عاهدت منهم ثم ينقضون عهدهم في كل مرة وهم لا يتقون. فإما تثقفنهم في الحرب فشرد بهم من خلفهم لعلهم يذكرون. وإما تخافن من قوم خيانة فانبذ إليهم على سواء لعلهم يذكرون. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا سبقوا إنهم لا يعجزون. وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم وآخرين من دونهم لا تعلمونهم الله يعلمهم وما تنفقوا من شيء في سبيل الله يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون. These verses are from Surah Al-Anfal. The Quran and Islam understands that we human beings are not perfect beings. So the Quran lays out rules to abide by in times of peace as well as in times of war. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِّ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The vilest of creatures are those who are bent on denying the truth, and therefore they will not accept the truth. Some people don't accept the truth because they are bent on denying the truth. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَالْعَاقِبَةِ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They are determined on denying the truth. They are bent on denying the truth. No matter what evidence you present them, they're not going to accept the truth. And the Quranic expression here is so beautiful. It doesn't say the worst of people. ما قال إن شر الناس إن شر الدواب. The vilest of creatures, they are worse than animals. So Allah said, these are not the worst of humans. Said, they are the vilest of creatures. What else do they do? الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتَ مِنْهُمْ ثُمَّ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَهُمْ فِي كُلِّ مَرَّةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَتَّقُونَ. They're also those with whom you establish a covenant, but on every occasion, they break their covenant. See, most people sometime in our lives, we have been through a contract. We human beings, we sign contracts at any given second on planet Earth. Somebody is signing a contract. Marriage contract, business contract, whatever type of contract, employment contract. Anytime there is somebody signing a contract. Why do we need contracts? See, contracts prevent disputes. That's why we have a contract. You're not going to argue about this. Contracts prevent disputes. Contracts establish expectations. What is expected of me? What is expected of you? In the contract, it was written. Contracts are also important because they establish responsibility. Why are we talking about this? Because yesterday, August 22nd, 1864, nations got together and they signed the Geneva Convention. It was a contract between nations where people came together and they said, look, it seems like we are going at war every time. We need to have an agreement amongst us. What happens when there is war? What do we do? So they met once, twice, three times, and four times, and then finally they came up with the Geneva Convention, started yesterday, 1964, August 22nd. And in it they spoke about how civilians are to be protected from killing, brutality, torture, discrimination. They spoke about how aid workers cannot be killed. They spoke about how medics are not to be targeted. In the Geneva Convention, it states that hospitals are not to be bombed or destroyed. Islam, 1864, and we're talking about the Quran, over 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. He said, the vilest of creatures are those who are bent on denying the truth. Hence, they will never believe. They are those with whom you make a covenant. But on every occasion, they break their covenant. وَهُمْ لَا يَتَّقُونَ. And Allah said that these people break their covenants. وَهُمْ لَا يَتَّقُونَ. يقول لك, وَهُمْ لَا يَتَّقُونَ اللَّهِ. They go like, وَهُمْ لَا يَتَّقُونَ أَيْ لَا يَخَافُونَ. And these people break their covenants, fearing no consequences whatsoever. Wallahi, it sounds like the Quran is talking about Gaza today. Wallahi, it seems like the Quran is talking specifically about Gaza. What do you mean? Allah said, these people, you make a covenant with them, and on every given occasion, they break their covenant, and they are not afraid of any consequence. They are not afraid of any consequence. But see, the Quran does not stop there. Allah tells us, فَإِمَّا تَثْقَفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْحَرْبِ فَشَرِّدْ بِهِمْ مَنْ خَلْفَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. If you encounter them in war, make a fearsome example for those who may come after them so that they may learn a lesson. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ. And for those who disbelieve, don't think that you're going to frustrate us. Say that لَا يُعْجِزُونَ. You're not really you do not encounter, you do not oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the Quran addresses the believers. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. And prepare against them any kind of power, strength that you can. Why? See, the sequence is so brilliant in the Quran. As they say, only a free man is able to get into a contract. A slave is unable to do so. A person with power is able to dictate what happens in the contract. The weak have no say but to accept the binding aspects of the contract. You really cannot negotiate if you do not have power. Because we live in a time where might is right. Doesn't matter how powerful your truth is. If your truth does not have power to support it, you don't have truth. As Muhammad Iqbal beautifully said it, Al-haqqu bila quwwa falsafatun mahdha. Truth with no power to defend it, to back it, to support it, is nothing but pure philosophy. At that point, you're just philosophizing. There is really nothing that you can do. It is just pure philosophy. Why is that? There is no power to your truth. Your truth may be innately powerful in it, but see, the fact that you are a holder of truth does not make you innately protected or somehow you are inherently strong. So Allah said, contracts are meaningless. Let me tell you how meaningless the Geneva Convention is. These people are writing the Geneva Convention. Simultaneously, they're slaughtering Africans. The same nations that were there for the humane treatment of the soldiers and for the civilians, the same people, as they're writing this, they're colonizing Africa. They're colonizing Asia. They are colonizing South America. They are colonizing Australia. What happens? And see, that's what happens when criminals put the law, don't expect justice out of that law. When it is the criminal that is putting it, do not expect justice from that law. Because the law was put in a way that helps that criminal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, you know, the idea of fulfilling a contract is a big deal. Ya ayyuha an-nas ittaqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum wal ittaqoo Allah alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham. He said that, you know, this notion of be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Allah will ask you because you invoked his name in a contract or in some kind of an agreement. You said, wallahi. Allah said, be mindful because you gave a promise there. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثَلَاثَةٌ أَنَ خَصْمُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَنْ كُنْتُ خَصْمَهُ خَصَمْتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said that three type of people, I shall be their opponent on the day of judgment. And if I am your opponent on the day of judgment, you will surely be defeated. Who are these prophets of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رَجُلٌ أُعْطِيَ بِي ثُمَّ غَدَرْ. A person that was given something because they invoked my name and they turned out to be treacherous. وَرَجُلٌ اسْتَأْجَرَ أَجِيرًا فَاسْتَوْفَ عَمَلَهُ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّيهِ حَقَّهُ. Second person, Prophet of Allah, he said, a man who hired a laborer. The laborer did the work, but they did not give them their money. They did not pay them. وَرَجُلٌ بَاعَ حُرًّا ثُمَّ أَكَلَ ثَمَنَهُ. A man who took a free person, sold them into slavery, beat in the form of human trafficking, be it in what we see happening in Gaza today, where people are taken and their organs are harvested to somebody else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, people who take free people and they sell them either in parts or in whole for their skin, for their cornea, for their liver, for their whatever it is, organ harvesting, and said that, and then they devour that wealth. His notion of, you make a contract. Allah said, you better fulfill that contract. Ayatul Munafiq thalathun. He said that that hypocrites has three traits, three qualities. What is it, Prophet of Allah? Every time they come into a covenant, they're treacherous. They break their covenants. That's why in our deen, we take contracts serious. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِمَّا تَخَافَنَّ مِنْ قَوْمٍ خِيَانَةً فَانْبِذْ إِلَيْهِمْ عَلَى سَوَاءٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْخَائِنِينَ. And if you have a reason to fear treachery from a party with whom you have a covenant, then cast back upon them the agreement on equitable terms, for Allah loves not those who are treacherous. I love our deen, man. Our deen is beautiful. Our deen is beautiful. Unlike these thugs, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ مَوَاضِعِهِ. They take the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and manipulate them in ways that can only be described as wicked, and wicked they are. May Allah destroy them all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Each and every single one of them. Man, these people are the vilest of creatures. Allah said about them, they are the vilest of creatures. Looking into just what just recently happened. You know, they say, nowadays in Gaza, people are talking about being killed. You know what is worse than being killed? There is actually something worse than being killed. Waiting for it. Waiting for it. Some have been waiting for 300 days, not knowing if today is the day or not. Rabbak yugul wal fitnatu ashaddu min al qatl. Putting people through these types of trials is worse than killing. Worse than killing is waiting for it. Never know what's going to happen. And of course, you know, the khutbah is not, we're not afraid of talking about politics, but there are certain aspects of politics that are just nauseating. Lies, man, the lies. Yesterday at the DNC, they spoke, and they spoke about the horrific sexual violence that took place on October 7th. Not a single piece of evidence. But we have plenty of evidence of what these thugs are doing to prisoners. Torturing them, killing them, raping them. Man, they're not only raping them, they are celebrating that. When you have got an entire society that is demonstrating, protesting the fact that these people are put in jail and banging, 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 protesting that these people have to be released, and then they are treated like heroes. May Allah destroy them. God damn each and every single one of them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. You see this? No words about it. No words about it. And that's why they say this idea of adding insult to injury. But Allah said, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَّ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَّكُمْ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَهُمْ اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُهُمْ. See, there is this notion about having might. Might is not only to defend yourself, but might is also to deter enemies that you're aware of and enemies that you are not aware of. And if you don't have that, you have miserably failed. And we have miserably failed. May Allah forgive us, Ya Rab. Because we have miserably failed. How is it? 22 Muslim countries, immediately Arab countries surround them, they haven't done anything. Man, I cannot imagine how history will be documented regarding this event. Because people will just be asking, What happened to the Muslims? Where were they? 22 countries. Anybody did anything? No, there was actually nothing that was done. Then what we want, see, there is something here. Say that silence is not good, my brothers and sisters. And when you hear these people coming up and somebody is speaking and they start chanting, free, free Palestine. I love these people. May Allah bless them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Because it takes a lot of guts. So you say, what difference did it make? What difference did it make? See, they say, silence does not torment, or silence does not encourage the tormentor. Silence only encourages the tormentor. But when people come up and speak, that is when the tormentor is actually tormented. When people come and they make these statements, and that's a reminder, I have not forgotten. If you have forgotten, if you have decided to be negligent, I have not done that. That's why you love these people. May Allah bless these people, Ya Rabbil Alameen. They come up and they say, and I am not. See, in the midst of silence, they say, when you make a statement like this one, it's like a pistol shot. Maybe it didn't kill anyone, but it was heard by everyone. And many times, it's these words that make the difference. So when you hear them, don't just think, oh, somebody's just being disruptive. Disrupting whom, you should ask. Disrupting whom? And when you hear who it is disrupting, say, man, they deserve to be disrupted. Remember, we're not calling people to do disorderly conduct here. That's not what we're saying. We are celebrating when people speak up. And that's what we want. Edward Said put it so nicely. He said that many times, he said, people are not even given the permission to narrate, to tell their story. As this African kid, every time they're reading books, and it's the white European hunter who comes to Africa and always gets the tiger. Always the tiger is hunted. So the kid went to his dad, and he said, Dad, he said, how come every time I read the story, the hunter always gets the tiger, Dad? And the father looked at him and he said, Son, when the tiger gets to tell his story, you will hear a different ending to that story. And so far, the tiger has not told the story. But there will be a different ending to the story when the tiger tells that story. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Think about the covenants, the contracts that we have signed. Maybe it's a rental contract that you have. You're doing good. Maybe it's an employment contract that you have. Are you doing good? Maybe it is a marriage contract that you have. Are you doing good? So when we think, don't just think of what everybody else is doing. I want to know, Ya Allah, am I fulfilling my part of whatever contract it is that I have? See, sometimes contracts are visible, some elements of them are, and some of them are not. And that's where this whole notion of taqwa, being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes in. And you know, we've always said that we don't want to be downers, but we cannot help when we see wrong out there, because people lose faith. The Geneva Convention, the United Nations, and all these things, you know, it gets to the point where you say, are these for real? And then when you know that these things were actually established by criminals, you cannot expect the rules that were established by the criminals to incriminate the criminals. I was listening earlier today to a legal consultant to the army. And he said that during the war in Afghanistan, we were clearly told that we are not, for this specific war, we are not abiding by the Geneva Convention. He said, I am the legal consultant. I am supposed to be going around talking to soldiers about the legal mandates in the Geneva Convention. He said that we were told that in this war, we are not to abide by the Geneva Convention. And what do we do? What kind of rules do we have? He said, at that point, you're sanctioning criminal behavior at that point. In our deen, that is never the case. Now you have to love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to people? When he said that go out there and fight, he would say, لا تقتلوا وليداً. Do not kill children. Because real men don't kill children. Real men do not target children. He said, لا تقتلوا وليداً. لا تقطعوا زرعاً. Do not destroy vegetation. Don't be evil against the environment. Do not destroy water resources. The joy that you see on the faces of these Zionist thugs as they were destroying water resources in Gaza. May Allah destroy them. Man, these people are having fun destroying. They were having fun destroying water resources. In our deen, in war, man, you don't destroy water resources. لا تقتلوا امرأة. Do not kill a woman. لا تقتلوا شيخا كبيرا. Do not kill the elderly. لا تقتلوا شيخا في صومعته. If anybody is in a mercenary, said don't kill them. If anybody is in their places of worship, said these are places that civilized good people don't go to. صلوا على رسول الله. Such were the beautiful teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring an end to the suffering of the people of Gaza. May Allah destroy the people who are causing the suffering of the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who fulfill our contracts. May we never be treacherous, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May we always fulfill our responsibilities, Ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of us or our loved ones have lost the way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to His way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the souls of our loved ones who have passed away, Ya Rabbil Alameen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استووا استقيموا اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن شر الدواب عند الله الذين كفروا فهم لا يؤمنون الذين عاهدت منهم ثم ينقضون عهدهم في كل مرة وهم لا يتقون فإما تثقفنهم في الحرب فشرد بهم من خلفهم لعلهم يذكرون وإما تخافن من قوم خيانة فانبذ إليهم على سواء إن الله لا يحب الخائنين ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا سبقوا إنهم لا يعجزون وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم وآخرين من دونهم لا تعلمونهم الله يعلمهم وما تنفقوا من شيء في سبيل الله يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحية الصلاة. السلام. اللهم صل على السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام.
السلام عليكم. Before I go into what's happening this weekend, inshallah, we have a special announcement for an event that we're doing September 6th to September 8th with Salam Charity, inshallah. And the theme of that weekend is going to be It Takes a Village, Activating Our Community. And we will be having special guests such as Imam Suhaib Webb, Dr. Haifa Yunus, former NBA player Tariq Abdul Wahid, and then Qari Saif Khalid, who was here during Ramadan with us, as well as all of our local religious leaders. The weekend's gonna include a Friday khutbah on September 6th with Imam Suhaib Webb. We'll have a Friday night live panel, a Qiyam night, a Saturday family night, Nasheed performances, a basketball benefit tournament for Gaza, as well as youth sessions and a lot more. So that weekend is September 6th to September 8th. You can check our newsletter, our website, the text messages, inshallah, for more information on that. Also that weekend on Sunday, September 8th, there will also be our annual MIC Heart Song Blood Drive, and that's going to be between 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is a table available outside if you want to sign up and donate that day. As far as this weekend, inshallah, tonight we have Orphans of the World Isha session with Imam Faqih. And then on Saturday and Sunday, there are a beginner and advanced embroidery workshop. The one on Saturday is for beginners between 12 to 3 p.m. And then on Sunday is the advanced workshop between 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. If you'd like to participate in that, you must register. There's a link that's been circulating to register. And then lastly, we have our summer community brunch on Sunday as well that we'll be holding in the Nassim Banquet Hall. That's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tickets are $15 per person for that, inshallah. So we look forward to seeing you this weekend. Jazakallah khair.